各位朋友，各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Friends and brothers and sisters, peace.
刚才这首诗歌实在叫我们心里很喜乐。
The hymn we just sang truly brings joy into our hearts.
我们真是罪人蒙主恩呢。
We are truly sinners who are saved by grace.
这个恩典大到一个地步哈，一时间讲，很短的时间讲不清楚，讲不完。
This grace is so amazing that we cannot explain it in such a short time.
我可不可以请坐在后面的朋友和弟兄姊妹往前面坐好不好？我们这样互动比较近一点。
Can I ask brothers and sisters and friends who are sitting towards the back to move to the front?
前面很多空位哈，前面很多空位。
We have lots of empty seats in the front.
我们的主耶稣是很亲切的。
Our Lord Jesus is a very lovely person.
所以凡是遇见主耶稣的都会有个感受，我怎么这么晚才认识他。
Therefore, all those who meet him has a feeling in their heart, how come I meet him so late?
凡是有经历的都会觉得说，我怎么到现在才遇见了我们的主呢？
All those who experience him would say, why is it that I've only met him now?
我怎么到现在才知道他的好呢？
Why is it that only now do I know of his goodness?
有的人哈是怕人家了解我们多一点，对不对？
Some people are afraid that others may know us a bit more.
但是我们的主耶稣哈，是他有一个心，就是他希望你认识他越多越好。
But our Lord Jesus has a heart. The more you know about him, the happier he is.
那他认识我们呢，是我们在还不认识他的时候他已经认识我们了。
And he has already known us even before we have known him.
所以当我们刚才唱那首诗歌，我是个罪人蒙主恩啊，那个心里是，你知道是很怎么样，那感觉很怎么样，那个很舒服的，就是你知道我是不配得，但我得到的。
And therefore, as we sang the hymn, I am a sinner saved by grace, we have this feeling of comfort in our heart that we are unworthy, but we have received.
我想在我继续这个讲下去以前，我们做个祷告。
Before I continue, let us have a word of prayer.
好，我们请大家低头。
Let us bow our heads.
天父，我们感谢你，我们有这样的机会一同来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have this opportunity to come before you.
我们求你再用你爱子的宝血来洁净这个聚集。
We ask you once again to use the precious blood of your beloved Son to cleanse this gathering.
求你向我们显现。
May you appear to us.
求你让我们每一个人都能够尝到我是个罪人蒙主恩的滋味。
May you help each one of us to taste the feeling that we are all sinners saved by grace.
让我们能够享受你的怜悯。
So that we can experience your mercy.
开我们的口，好叫我们从心里可以把感谢赞美归给你。
Open our mouth so that from the bottom of our heart we can give you praise and thanksgiving.
开我们心中的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
没有你开我们的眼睛，我们没有办法认识你。
Without you opening our eyes, we cannot know you.
今天我们和我们的朋友一同来到你的面前。
Today we come before you together with our friends.
我们实在需要你再一次开我们的眼睛。
We truly need you to open our eyes once more.
求你用你的宝血洁净我们。
May your precious blood cleanse us.
除去一切的障碍。
To remove any obstacles.
使我们真是能看见你为我们预备的救主耶稣基督。
So that we can see the Savior Lord Jesus Christ whom you have prepared for us.
使我们的心能够向耶稣基督敞开。
So that our hearts can be open to Jesus Christ.
使我们的心能向创造宇宙万有的天父敞开。
So that our hearts may be open to the Heavenly Father who created heaven and earth.
我们无依无靠地向你仰望。
Lord, we come before you and rely upon you helplessly.
愿你把你的子民召聚回到你的家中。
Lord, may you call your people into your own house.
求你向众人显现。
Lord, may you appear to everyone.
宝血接近我们。
Precious blood cleanse us.
圣灵充满我们。
May the Holy Spirit fill us.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们一同读一点圣经哈。
Let us together read from the scripture.
我们请翻到诗篇第九十篇。
Let us turn to Psalm number 90.
诗篇第九十篇。
Psalms number 90.
诗篇第九十篇第一节说：“主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。”
Psalm number 90 verse 1 says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
You turn man back into dust and say, Return, O children of men.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一经。
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草。
You have swept them away like a flood, they fall asleep. In the morning they are like grass which sprouts anew.
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
In the morning they flourish and sprouts anew, toward evening it fades and withers away.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we have been dismayed.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all our days have declined in your fury, we have finished our years like a sigh.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁，但其中所惊夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who understands the power of your anger, your fury, according to the fear that is due you?
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Do return, O Lord, how long will it be, and be sorry for your servants.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Oh, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all of our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
Let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children.
愿主我们神的荣美 归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功，愿你坚立。
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
这篇诗篇是一个祷告。
This psalm is a prayer.
这个祷告的人很特别。
And this man who prayed is a very special man.
这个人叫做摩西。
His name is Moses.
啊，这个名字可能很熟悉。
This name you may be very familiar with.
这个名字现在很多人知道。
This name many people know today.
但是这个人他为什么会做这样的祷告？
This person, why would he have such a prayer?
这个人他有什么特别的认识？
This person, what kind of special understanding does he have?
在他的心中特别有什么特别笃定的事情，特别他觉得有把握的事情。
In his heart, what is he certain of?
这个人他一生有许多特殊的经历。
This person, in his life, he had many special experiences.
在这些特殊的经历里面呢，让他认识这位宇宙万有的创造者。
In his special experiences, they allowed him to know of this creator who created heaven and earth.
他一生的经历让他实在知道，不但他是创造者，他也是主宰宇宙万有的主宰者。
And his experience throughout his life allows him to know that this God, this that he is the creator of universe. Not only is he the creator, he also governs the universe.
他不但主宰，而且他对我们每一位，个别的每一位，都非常的清楚。
Not only does he govern the universe, but he knows each one of us clearly as individuals.
可以说我们在他面前都是敞开的，都是透明的。
We can say that before him, we are all open, we are transparent.
可能我们觉得神看不见我们。
Perhaps we think that God cannot see us.
可是他的经历，他发现，他很清楚的见证，神看清楚了每一个人。
But his experience testifies that God clearly sees everyone.
没有一个人在他面前可以隐藏的。
Not one person can hide before him.
不管你喜欢他不喜欢他。
Whether you like him or not.
不管你承认他不承认他。
Whether you acknowledge him or not.
不管你接受他不接受他。
Whether or not you receive him.
你没有选择，你在他面前不能隐藏。
You cannot choose. You are not hidden before him.
他知道人身上是怎么样一回事。
He knows all things about you.
他比我们更清楚人生应当如何。
He knows even better than we do what life is like.
他也知道现在人是落在什么样的一个权势，或者因为落在什么样的控制底下。
He also knows what kind of power men have fallen under.
他知道人需要被拯救。
He knows that men need to be saved.
人不知道自己需要被拯救。
Men do not know that we need to be saved.
如果我不是亲自经历这个救恩，
If I have not personally experienced the salvation,
我想我一辈子都不会承认我是需要被拯救的人。
Then I think I will never admit in my life that I need to be saved.
我可以说是被主这个，就是从这个罪恶里面拉出来的。
I can say that I've been pulled out of sin by God.
也是从死亡里面拉出来的。
And I've been pulled out from death.
摩西这个名字的意思什么意思？
What does the name Moses mean?
就是拉出来的意思。
It means to be pulled out.
从哪里拉出来呢？
To be pulled out from where?
他是被神用奇妙的恩手把他从死亡里面拉出来的。
God with his gracious hand pulled him out of death.
是什么时候拉出来的呢？
And when did he pull him out?
在埃及的一段时间。
In the time of Egypt,
那时候以色列人都住在埃及。
At that time, the Israelites were all living in Egypt.
这背后有一个奇妙的历史，等你信主之后再告诉你。
There's this amazing history behind it that I'll tell you more about after you believed.
但是那一段时间，以色列人住在埃及。
But during that time, the Israelites were living in Egypt.
以色列人非常的强盛。
The Israelites were very strong.
可能也非常的表现非常的聪明。
And they appear to be very intelligent.
不但人很多。
Not only was there a multitude of people.
可能在各方面表现都很优秀。
But in every aspect, they were superior.
所以对于在当时的政权的统治就是埃及人。
And at that time, the people who governed the land, the Egyptians.
或者是当时埃及的公民就是埃及人。
And the citizens of Egypt, the Egyptians.
他们觉得非常大的威胁。
They felt very threatened.
所以埃及的王叫法老就下了一道命令。
Therefore, the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, he commanded.
这个凡是啊以色列人以色列人所生的男孩子。
That every son of an Israelite,
通通要丢到河里面去。
All have to be thrown into the river.
女孩可以留下。
The girls can be left behind.
男孩通通要丢在河里面给他淹死。
And all the baby boys need to be thrown into the river to be drowned.
他们的目的其实很简单，就是希望以色列人的人口呢是减少的，不是在增加的。
The purpose is very simple. They want the population of Israelites to decline instead of increase.
希望不会对这个埃及的这个政权的统治啊，埃及的这个百姓啊产生威胁。
They don't want the Israelites to threaten the government and the people of Egypt.
但是摩西的父母亲呢，生了摩西。
But Moses' parents gave birth to Moses.
他父母亲是个很敬畏神的人。
His parents were people, are very godly people.
他知道这个孩子是神给他的。
They knew that this child was given by God.
另外一面呢，又看见这个孩子实在长得非常漂亮，非常俊美。
And on the other hand, they saw that this child was very beautiful.
就不愿意把他丢出去。
And they didn't want to throw him away.
就藏啊藏啊藏啊，他藏了三个月。
And they hid him for 3 months.
就没有办法。
And then they couldn't do it anymore.
这个大概藏不住了。
They couldn't hide him anymore.
所以他们就想了一个办法，这丢呢不能直接丢到水里面去。
So they thought of a way. They didn't want to throw him directly into the river.
就把他放在一个篮子里面。
They put him into a wicker basket.
然后呢，就放在河边。
And put it next to the river.
结果非常的巧合。
And by coincidence.
我想一面从人的角度是巧合，但另外一面呢，我觉得是那个主宰者的安排。
On one hand, I say that it's a coincidence, but on the other hand, I think that it is an arrangement by the Creator.
这个法老的女儿到河边洗澡。
The daughter of the Pharaoh came to the river to take a bath.
而且她什么地方不挑呢？就刚好挑在这个摩西被放的那个地方附近。
And he chose the exact spot where Moses was placed.
那她在洗澡的时候，哎，刚好就听到，哎，怎么有小孩子哭的声音？
And when she was bathing, she heard the baby crying.
就叫她的下女呢，叫她的那个仆婢女啊，把她找出来。
And she asked her maids to find the baby.
非常的稀奇的一件事情。
And amazingly,
这个法老下令啊，要把这个以色列的孩子通通毁灭。
The Pharaoh passed a law that said to destroy all of the baby boys.
但是这个法老的女儿啊，就看着这孩子很喜欢，就把他收为自己的儿子。
But the daughter of the Pharaoh saw this child and liked him very much and took him in as her own son.
然后给他起一个名字叫做摩西。
And named him Moses.
就是我把他从水里面拉出来。
Meaning I pulled him out of water.
其实不只是从水里面。
But it's not just to be pulled out from water.
是从死亡里面拉出来。
But also to be pulled out from death.
摩西如果没有这遇到这个法老的女儿啊，就大概真的就死了。
If Moses did not encounter the daughter of the Pharaoh, perhaps he really would have died.
这个看起来是法老女儿救他。
It looks as if the daughter of the Pharaoh saved him.
但事实上是主宰者的奇妙的安排。
But actually, it is the amazing arrangement of the Creator.
你们觉得这很奇妙啊？
Do you find this amazing?
法老说要他死。
The Pharaoh said to die.
法老的女儿救了他。
The daughter of the Pharaoh saved him.
不但如此。
Not only that.
他在皇宫里面长大。
He grew up in the palace.
学尽了埃及所有一切的学问
learned all of the Egyptian knowledge
而且成为一个埃及的王子
and then became the prince of Egypt
也就是说他有资格会可以做法老
and that is also to say that he was qualified to be the Pharaoh
你没有觉得这很奇妙吗
do you find this amazing
啊这好像啊好像这个什么叫做灰姑娘的那个情景一样
It's almost like the story of Cinderella
而且呢摩西呢他在学尽埃及一切的学问的时候他也说话行事都有大能
And when Moses learned of all the knowledge of Egypt when he spoke and when he acted with power
许多的时候我们虽然有机会啊去学习啊但我们不见得学得好对吧
Many times we have the opportunity to learn, but we may not learn well.
但是他去学呢，就学好了。
But when he learned it well.
有时候我们学的东西用不出来啊。
Sometimes what we learn we cannot use.
他学了就用出来了。
But what he learned, he applied.
所以他是很有能力的人。
Therefore, he was a very powerful person.
所以有人说啊，他不但是王子啊。
Some people say not only is he a prince.
他也是一个建筑师
But he's also an engineer
可能现在在埃及现存的那些的金字塔里面有一座以上是他的是他设计是他做的
And perhaps more than one of the pyramids that are now in Egypt was designed by him
而且呢所以他不但是建筑师而且他是军事家
And not only is he an engineer he's also a military man
他这个拳头也很厉害的
He had a big fist.
而且呢，你看我们现在读的诗篇，他又是诗人。
And the psalm that we just read, he's also a poet.
圣经讲说呢，他不但是诗人，他是先知啊。
And the scripture says not only is he a poet, he's also a prophet.
这个先知不是指算命的先知哈。
And this prophet is not a fortune teller.
这个先知是指他认识这位宇宙万有的主宰。
This prophet is that he knows the creator of the universe.
而且呢，他明白他的心意，他知道他要做什么。
And he knew about his will. He knew what he wanted to do.
他呢，有神常常的同在。
He often had the presence of God with him.
所以圣经给他有一个名词叫做神人摩西。
And therefore, the scripture gave him a name called the godly man Moses.
也就是神常常与他同在，人遇见了他会同时遇见神。
That means that God was often with him, and when men encountered him, they encountered God.
这个人够不够特别？
Is this a special person?
是的，很特别。
He is truly special.
啊，而且呢，他不是在埃及王宫长大啊，就在那享受埃及的这一个丰富。
And not only did he just grow up in the palace of Egypt and enjoyed its wealth.
他被拯救的时候还有另外一件非常奇妙的事。
When he was saved, there was another amazing thing.
法老的女儿拯救了他。
The daughter of the Pharaoh saved him.
然后呢，他姐姐看到了法老女儿，要把他带走了。
And then his sister saw that the daughter of the Pharaoh was going to take him away.
就他姐姐就跑去跟法老女儿说，我可不可以为你找一个奶妈来啊？
And his sister went to see the daughter of the Pharaoh and said, Can I find you a nursing mother?
那法老女儿说，好啊好啊，你就给我找一个奶妈来，帮我养，把她养大。
And the daughter of the Pharaoh said, That's fine, bring a nursing mother here so that she can breed him to grow up.
结果呢，他姐姐就找了他妈妈来。
And his sister went and got his mother.
所以他妈妈呢，变成他的奶妈。
Therefore, his mother became his nurse.
所以他还是在他妈妈的怀里面长大的。
And he still grew up in his mother's bosom.
但同时他又在法老的皇宫里面。
But then at the same time, he was also in the palace of the Pharaoh.
你有没有觉得这很奇妙啊？
Do you find this amazing?
而且呢？他妈妈教他的最重要的还不是给他饭吃而已。
And what his mother taught him, the most important thing is not just to feed him.
他妈妈教他的还不是说 你把埃及的什么东西通通学会了，然后将来就做埃及的王子。
And his mother didn't teach him to learn all things of the Egyptians and then later to become the Pharaoh.
他妈妈告诉他说，你是以色列人。
His mother taught him, "You're an Israelite."
你跟他们不一样。
You are different from them.
你是神的选民。
You are the chosen one by God.
你今天这样的遭遇是神很奇妙的作为。
That your experience today is the amazing work of God.
如果神没有这样做，你今天就不在这个地上了。
If God did not do this, then you will not be in this world.
所以今天神把你摆在埃及的皇宫里面。
Therefore, today God has placed you in the palace of the Egyptians.
不是为着你自己的享受。
It is not for your own enjoyment.
是为着神的选民，为着神的旨意。
It is for God's will. It is for God's chosen people.
所以它里面有一个非常的一个强烈的使命感。
Therefore, in his heart, he had this strong feeling of destiny.
他是个很有抱负的人。
He had great ambitions.
尤其是他想说，我现在是埃及的王子啊。
Especially because he thought he is now the prince of Egypt.
所以他可以呼风唤雨啊。
So he can command the wind.
而且他说话行事真的很有能力啊。
And then he is so capable in what he says and what he does.
不过呢，他一直记得他是神的选民，以色列的百姓。
But he always remembered that he belongs to the chosen people of God. He is an Israelite.
所以当他看见埃及人在欺负以色列人的时候，
Therefore, when he saw the Egyptians took advantage of the Israelite,
当时的以色列人在埃及是奴隶啊，不是一般的公民。
And the Israelites in Egypt at that time were slaves.
他看到以色列人受埃及人的欺负，他就把那个埃及人打死了。
And when he saw that the Egyptians were taking advantage of the Israelites, he beat the Egyptian to death.
他救的那个以色列的同胞。
He saved his own Israel brother.
他心里以为说，这些以色列同胞呢，会知道说他是神派来帮助他们的。
He thought that his Israelite brothers would know that he's been sent by God to help them.
而且他也以为呢，凭着他这个埃及的王子啊，应该是很有能力的。
And then he thought that because he is the prince of Egypt, that he would be very capable.
而且他也的确很有能力，他一下就把那个埃及人就解决掉了。
And truly he was very powerful. He killed the Egyptian outright.
所以他以为说，他凭着他这个肉身的能力，他就可以来帮助、来拯救以色列人。
Therefore, he thought that with his ability in his flesh, that he can help and save the Israelites.
不过很可惜的一点怎么样？第二天他就明白了。
But unfortunately, the next day he understood.
第二天呢，两个以色列人呢，在互相在那里争吵。
And the next day, the two Israelites were fighting with each other.
那他去劝他们说：“你们不可以互相争吵，你们是弟兄啊，你们要和好啊。”
There, and he went and told them, "You shouldn't be fighting because you are brothers."
结果呢，其中有一个人就说：“你想干什么？你知道你想要杀我，像昨天杀埃及人一样吗？”
And one of them turned to him and said, "What would you like to do? Would you like to struck me down as you struck down the Egyptian yesterday?"
这个对他是很大的打击啊。
For him, it was a great blow.
因为他有 很大的理想和抱负。
Because he had great dreams and ambitions.
他想要为以色列的百姓做一些事情。
Because he wanted to do something for the Israelites.
他想要使以色列百姓能够团结起来。
He wanted the Israelites to bond together.
就没想到他劝他们和好的时候，他说：“你想要杀我，像杀埃及人一样吗？”
But he didn't expect that when he asked them to not to fight with each other, that they said to him, "Do you want to struck me down as you struck down the Egyptian?"
这个一面呢，以色列的百姓根本就不领情。
On one hand, the Israelites did not take his kindness.
谁稀罕你救我们啊？
They did not think of him as saving them.
另外一件事情呢，他杀人的这件事情呢，被埃及王知道， 很快就知道。
And then the other thing is that the fact that he killed someone, the Pharaoh knew about it very quickly.
他如果杀以色列人呢，他没事。
If he killed Israelites, there's nothing wrong.
但他杀了埃及人呢，那就犯了埃及的法律。
But he killed Egyptians, therefore he went against Egyptian law.
所以埃及王法老呢，就要置他于死地。
And therefore the Pharaoh of Egypt wanted to kill him.
所以一个王子呢，就变成一个逃难的人。
And therefore, a prince became a refuge.
就逃到那个旷野的地方，没有人居住，没有不毛之地。
And he ran away. He escaped to the desert, to the wilderness, where there's no one living there.
这是大概他四十岁左右的时候。
And that was when he was about 40 years old.
正是力量啊很强壮的时候。
He was at his prime age.
这个理想抱负正是想要伸张的时候。
It was at a time when he wanted to do something about his dream and his ambition.
没有想到一夜之间就变成逃难的人。
He didn't expect that overnight he became a refuge.
结果呢，这一逃呢，就在旷野就待了四十年。
And this time when he escaped, when he ran away, he stayed in the wilderness for 40 years.
这四十年做什么事呢？
Those 40 years, what did he do?
这四十年就看几只他岳父的羊。
And for those 40 years, he shepherded a few sheep for his father-in-law.
连人都看不见了。
He couldn't even see a man.
没有一天看不到几个人了。
Every day, he would only see a few people.
所以他就看了，就是看那个羊，每天就是数，可能就是数那几只羊。
And so every day, he would count a few sheep.
然后呢，把那几只羊带到有草的地方吃吃草，然后又带回家。
And then he would bring the sheep to the grassland to eat of grass and then bring them back home.
有时候住在旷野，风吹雨打。
And sometimes he would live in the wilderness in the with the wind and the rain.
非常辛苦的日子。
Those were hard days.
他所有的才华在四十年当中就完全都失去了。
And all of his capabilities were lost in those 40 years.
他发现人生真是没有意义。
He felt that life was meaningless.
你就是有抱负，你的抱负也可能不算什么。
Even if you had ambition, your ambition counts for nothing.
你的理想，如果这是只是人的理想，也算不得什么。
And your dream, if they were only dreams of men, then they don't count for anything either.
所以这四十年呢，使他觉得呢，人生大概已经毫无希望了。
And for those 40 years, he felt that life was hopeless.
大概准备看那几只羊，看到不是羊死就是他死。
And he felt that if he was to watch over these sheep, either he will die or they will die.
就他的日子就是这样，每天就是这样，就这样过。
And then every day he lived like that.
本来是一个很会说话的人。
Before he was one who was very eloquent.
经过这个岁月之后呢，慢慢呢。也不会说话了。
And then after all these years, slowly he couldn't speak anymore.
本来呢，一讲起话来呢，哎呀，这侃侃而谈呢、啊，这个本来一分可以说成十分的。
And before he was so good in his speech that he can talk about one cent as if it's 10 cents.
但四十年当中呢，没什么说话的机会。
But for 40 years he didn't have any chance to speak.
结果十分呢，可能。说不满一分也可能。
And then now, perhaps he couldn't even talk about those 10 parts as if it is one.
你想这个人生有多大的转变呢
？See what a great change it had happened to him.
但是就在这个时候，神来找他。
And then, but at this time, God came to seek him.
人生的尽头，一点希望都没有。
At the end of a man's life, when there is no hope.
可能他已经忘记了说神要在以色列人身上要做什么。
Perhaps he has already forgotten what God wants to do for the Israelites.
但是神就在这里来找他。
But at that time, God came to seek him.
神给他一个非常重大的托付。
God committed to him something great.
就是吩咐他回到埃及去，把以色列人从埃及带出来。
God commanded him to return to Egypt and to bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
然后他带的不是两三个人出来。
And he didn't just bring out 2-3 people.
如果只算男丁，只算男人的话，这个是20岁以上到60岁以下，有60万以上。
If you only count the men who were between the age of 20 and 60, there were over 600,000 of them.
如果再加上其他的年龄，
If you add together all the other ages,
就是60岁以上20岁以下，
those who are over 60 or under 20,
再加上女人，
and then also to add in women,
超过200万，
and there were more than 2 million people.
怎么带？
How to bring them out?
今天我们一个人跟一个人讲都很困难的。
Today it's hard for us to speak one to one.
你去告诉一个人说我要带你去哪里，他不见得听你，对不对？
If you tell someone I'm going to take you there, they may not even listen to you.
不要说别的，你连自己的孩子都可能不一定叫得动。
Not to mention anyone else, you may not even be able to take your own child.
尤其是小孩到了十几岁以上哈，开始你发现叫他很困难的。
Especially when a kid is in their teenager years, it's very difficult to call to them.
因为他有很多自己的想法，
because they have many of their own thoughts.
他不管你对错，就是他跟他想法不一样，他就不要。
It doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong. If your thinking is different from theirs and they don't want it.
他不管你到底你叫他是好还是不好，反正我就不要就是不要，你怎么办？
They don't really care whether or not your calling is good or bad for them. They just don't want it.
啊，然后我们这些每一个人都有自己的想法。
And every single one of us have our own thoughts.
每一个人都有自己的喜欢。
Everyone have our own preferences.
谁都叫不动谁啊。
No one can call anyone else.
但是呢，神就派他去，把大约200万或200万以上的人从埃及浩浩荡荡的带出来。
But God sent him to go to the land of Egypt to bring out more than 2 million people.
这真是奇妙的事啊。
That is an amazing thing.
这个奇妙的内容呢，等你信耶稣之后慢慢了解。
The content of this amazing experience, you can know more after you believe in Jesus.
但是在这个过程，我相信在他心里面有个非常强大的震撼。
But I believe this experience brought a tremendous blow to his heart.
他不是已经完全认识神了，才能让神用。
It is not that he has to completely know God in order to be used by God.
在旷野四十年，让他知道说，人生如果没有神，真的是虚空的虚空。
Those 40 years in the wilderness taught him that without God, life is empty and meaningless.
所以他认识神的作为。
Therefore, he knew of God's work.
神的作为和人的作为是完全不同。
The work of God and the work of men are completely different.
如果在他四十岁以前，他想说，我摩西可就算不能够凭我一个人来帮助来拯救以色列人，但至少我是拯救以色列人的其中一个人。
40 years ago, perhaps he would have thought, even if I am not the one to save the Israelites, but I would definitely be one of the group of people who saved Israelites.
我是军事家。
I'm a great military man.
我有好的口才，我可以说服人。
I am a great speaker. I can convince people.
但是四十年之后
，But 40 years later，
神叫他去，他说：“啊，我不会说话。
”God sent him to go, and he said, "I cannot speak."
神还在需要跟他讲说：“是谁创造人的口啊
？”And God had to say to him, "Who created the mouth of man?"
是谁把那个适合的话给人呢？
Who gives the appropriate words?
他那个时候，他懂得完全的依靠神。
At that time, he knew to completely rely on God.
就神在他身上每一个带领，都是非常的奇妙，非常的震撼。
And therefore, every single time, every single one of his experience with God had this tremendous impact.
所以他可以跟当时的以色列人来见证一件事情。神的道路是超过人的道路。
Therefore, he can testify to the Israelites that the path of God is greater than the path of men.
神的拯救是人心没有想过，人的眼睛没有看过，人的耳朵没有听过的。
And the salvation of God is something that men's eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and their hearts have not felt.
当神 呼召他的时候，他们顺服神，他们就得到了拯救。
And when God called them, and when they obeyed, then they received salvation.
所以这是件是一个 奇妙的事情。
Therefore, it is an amazing thing.
好，这是我跟您简单的介绍一下这位摩西。
And this is my simple introduction about Moses.
他就是写这篇诗篇的人。
And he is the author of this psalm.
所以你想，他写这篇诗篇，他心里的感受是有多深刻呢？
And if you can imagine how deeply he felt when he wrote this psalm.
这位宇宙的创造者、主宰者、救赎者，在他的心中有多重的地位呢？
This creator, the governor, and the savior of the universe, what a great status he had in Moses' heart.
但是他告诉我们说，这位万有的主宰、至高的神，他不是非常遥远的。
But he also tells us that this governor of all things, that this creator of the universe, he is not very far away.
他是跟我们人非常非常的亲近的。
He is very, very close to each one of us.
他是非常非常的亲切的。
He is a very a beloved person.
他是非常可爱，而且人来到他面前，实在是非常享福的事情。
He is so lovely, and when men go before him, it is such a luxury and enjoyable thing.
我们每一个人都有一个家，对不对？
Every single one of us has a home.
我记得我在大学的时候。
I remember when I was in college.
我那个时候有一些同学哈，就让我觉得很特别。
At that time, I had a few classmates who made me felt like they were very special.
因为我小的时候哈，我的父母亲常常吵架。
Because when I was young, my parents often fought.
哎呀，那个气氛哈，家里就非常难过。
The atmosphere at home was very hard.
有好几次，我爸妈妈都要离婚了。
Many times, my parents were talking about a divorce.
我还记得。我有一次就硬抓着我妈妈的腿，说：“你不要走，你不要走。”
I remember one time I held on to my mother's leg and asked her not to leave.
虽然我叫她不要走
，Even though I asked her not to leave，
但是我的心已经走了。
But my heart had already left.
因为家里常常有不好的气氛。
Because the atmosphere at home was often not good.
所以我高中毕业就有一个感受，就说：“哎呀，我不想回家了。”
And when I graduated from high school, therefore, I had a feeling in my heart that I didn't want to go home.
所以我在选去哪里念大学的时候，我就是说什么，我在家附近有好的学校，我都不要，我就是要跑到远远的，最远越远越好。
And therefore, when I was choosing what college to go to, I chose one that is far, far away, even though there were good schools near home.
我就是觉得家里还没有温暖。
I felt that there was no warmth at home.
但是我心里也很渴慕这个家的温暖。
But in my heart, I very much desired a warm home.
但是我到了学校去后呢，我看我有一群同学。
And after I went to college, I saw this group of friends.
一到这个星期六，这个中午还没过，他行李通通收好了。
And on every Saturday, and even before noon, they have packed their suitcases already.
那个下课钟一打，他马上就行李一抓了就上车回家。
And as soon as the bell rang, they would grab their luggage and go home.
不是过节才这样子。
And it wasn't just for holiday.
每一个礼拜六都这样的。
Every Saturday was like that.
我们如果要用礼拜六或者礼拜天要办活动，要跟他预约的。
If we have some activity on Saturday or Sunday, we had to reserve them in advance.
拜托你这个礼拜这个节日这个假日留给我们，那个不要回去。
Please save this holiday for us and not go home.
还要东劝西劝呢，劝不来的。
And then we have to talk them into it.
他的家对他有很强的吸引力。
The home has such great attraction.
我相信在地上有许多的家是非常的美好的。
I believe that in this world there are many homes that are very lovely.
但是有许多的家让人的经历是非常痛心的。
But there are also many homes where the experience is very hurtful.
后来我有机会去观察一些同学朋友。
Later, I didn't have the opportunity to observe my friends.
那时候我还没信耶稣。
At that time, I haven't believed in Jesus yet.
但是呢，我有一个很深的印象。
But I had this great impression, deep impression.
我当时很受我的同学朋友的欢迎。
At that time, I was very much liked by my friends and classmates.
其中一个受欢迎就是常常被请到他们家去。
And one way that I was very welcomed was that I was often invited to their house.
当然家里面呢有好吃的，有可能也有好玩的。
And at their house, there are things that you can eat and things that you can play with.
但是呢，我是带着一个目的去他家的。
But I had a purpose when I went to their house.
这个目的呢，我想观察一下这个家气氛怎么样。
I wanted to observe the atmosphere at their home.
这个家让人的感受怎么样
？This home, how did it make people feel?
如果不好，能不能看得见不好
？If it's not good, can you see it?
不好在哪里
？What is it? Why is it not good?
如果好
，If it's good,
好在哪里
？What is it good at?
有什么特别？
What is special about it?
不过我还是很有限的人。
But I'm a very limited person.
我看来看去呢，说不出一个最具体的东西。
And as I observed, I couldn't tell any specifics.
但是我看他们围到他们家里面，我看他们家人之间这样子，像互动啊，这样子怎么样那些生活啊，我就有感觉是这个好或这个不好。
But as I observe the interaction in their homes, I have a feeling that this is good and that is not good.
我经过一段时间的观察。
And after a period of observation,
我心里有一个很深的印象。
I had this deeper impression in my heart.
但是呢，也可以说是一个疑问在那里。
Or I can say that it's a question mark.
就是说，怎么看来看去比较好的，都是信耶稣的。
And that is, why is it that the homes that are good are all Christian homes?
我实在不明白。
I couldn't understand.
我想那个信耶稣的不是只说他说他信耶稣而已。
And I thought these Christians, it's not just that they say they believe in Christ.
而且这些信耶稣的他是向着耶稣是有一个程度认真的。
And these people, these Christians, they are serious about their beliefs.
你向着耶稣不认真，你就不知道他有多大的恩典，有多大的慈爱。
If you're not serious about Jesus, then you don't know about his great blessings and his great loving kindness.
对，我就觉得很奇怪，怎么是这样子
？But I thought it was very strange.
这是我观察的一个事实。
And that is a truth, a fact that I observed.
它藏在我的心中。
It was hidden in my heart.
但我也不知道原因在哪里。
But I don't know what the reason is.
我还是不要信耶稣。
I still didn't believe. I wanted to believe in Jesus.
我也不听，也不看，也不接触。
I didn't want to listen. I didn't want to read. I didn't want to interact.
请我吃饭 ，OK， 我去。
If you invite me over for a meal, that's fine.
讲耶稣，请你不要讲。
If you want to talk about Jesus, then no thanks.
如果我知道你有福音聚会，我就这次就不去了。
If I know that there's a gospel meeting that day, then I wouldn't go.
所以我的周围虽然有一些基督徒呢，但我从来没有参加过福音聚会。
Even though there were Christians around me, I never went to a gospel meeting.
不是他们没有邀请我。
It is not that they did not invite me.
而是怎么？他每次我想，今天大概又有什么？他们有什么特殊目的？不去。
But it is that I thought, hey, they had a special purpose in their mind. Therefore, I'm not going to go today.
所以。搞来搞去呢，一次都没参加过。
And back and forth, I did not go a single time.
所以从来也不知道耶稣是怎么回事。
So I never knew what Jesus was about.
只听过耶稣这两个字。
And I only heard of Jesus the word.
或者多一点就耶稣基督这几个字。
Or maybe a little bit more Jesus Christ.
其他都不知道。
I don't know about anything else.
但是那个印象在我心里面。
But the impression is in my heart.
就是，怎么为什么？在家里感觉比较好的。
Why is it that Christian homes felt better?
大部分都是信耶稣。
Most of them believed in Jesus.
我就 搞不懂那个那种气氛怎么来。
I didn't understand where that atmosphere would come from.
但是你看一下九十篇第一节。
But if you read the first verse of Psalm number 90,
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
你可以想象吗？
Can you imagine?
你可以懂吗？
Can you understand?
创造宇宙万物的神成为我们的居所。
The God who created the universe has become our dwelling place.
这是个什么感受？
What kind of feeling is that?
我们每次一想到神的时候，就觉得他是很可怕。
Every time we think of God, we are fearful.
祷告，不要，不要，这可怕的神，不要祷告。
We don't want to pray because it's terrifying.
但是你看这个摩西，他的感觉是什么？主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
But look at Moses. What does he say? Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
你知道这是从心里所发出来的，是一种赞美，或者是一种经历的事实。
It is a praise, the reality of his experience that cries out from the bottom of his heart.
或者是一个享受。
Or it is an enjoyment.
你知道，亲近这位创造宇宙万物的主可以成为一个享受。
You know, to be close to this God who created the universe, it can be a luxury.
这能够解释得清楚吗？
Can you explain this clearly?
但是，就是有人他这么享受。
But someone here, that is how he's enjoying it.
然后他说，诸山未曾生出，地与世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
And then he says, before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
所以在他这诗篇里面一开始就宣告，这是一个事实，这在他心里面是一个重大的发现。
Therefore, at the beginning of this psalm, he proclaims this reality. It is the truth.
创造宇宙万物的神是独一的真神，这是一个重大的发现。
That the God who created the universe, the creator of all things, is
重大的发现。
That is a great finding.
我们也许觉得这个世界有许许多多的神。
Perhaps we feel that there are many gods in this world.
但是创造宇宙万物的神说，除了我以外没有神。
But the God who created the universe says that outside of me there is no God.
从永远到永远，只有我是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, I am the only God.
这是一个重大的发现。
That is a great finding.
所以这在他里面是也是一个重大的事实，一个重大的根据。
And therefore, it is also a great truth in his heart that he has evidence of.
我不晓得你们可不可以感觉这个是重大的发现。
I don't know if you feel that this is a great discovery.
但对我来讲是一个重大的发现。
But for me, it is a great discovery.
因为我人生的改变就跟这个发现产生重大的关系。
Because the change in my life is closely related to this discovery.
他是独一的主宰，独一的神。
He is the one and only God.
除他以外，没有神。
That outside of him, there is no other God.
然后你才能认识你自己。
And then you can know yourself.
如果你不认识他是独一的神。
If you do not know that he is the one and only God.
虽然你对你自己有一个程度的了解，
Even if you have a certain level of self-acknowledgement,
可能呢，你还不够认识你自己。
But perhaps you still don't know yourself enough.
许多信主的人都给我们都有同样的经历。
Many believers have the same experience.
越认识这位至高的主宰。
The more you know about this sovereign God.
我们呢就逐渐越认识我们自己。
And then gradually, the more we know about ourselves.
我们越不认识他。
The less we know about him.
我们可能也非常不认识我们自己。
And then perhaps we don't know much about ourselves.
虽然我们说我想这样，我喜欢这样，我爱这样。
Even though we say we think this way, or we like that, or we love this.
但许多时候是我们不晓得自己在做什么。
But many times we don't know what we are doing.
不晓得我们的前途在哪里。
We don't know where our future lies.
但是这位写这篇诗篇的摩西，他一开始写这篇诗篇的时候，就告诉我们，从永远到永远，他是神。
But the author of this psalm, Moses, at the very beginning, he told us, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
而且呢，他世世代代做我们的居所。
And also that he will be our dwelling place in all generations.
我真的可以告诉你，你如果以他做你的居所，你真的是非常的享受。
I can truly tell you that if you take him as your dwelling place, you can truly enjoy him.
我在十几岁，快二十岁的时候，我虽然不太想回家。
When I was almost 20 years old, even though I didn't like to go home.
但等到我遇见这位至高的主宰。接受他做我的救主。
But when I met this sovereign God, when I accepted him as my savior,
我就发现我有家了。
And then I found that I have a home.
而且呢，我不但要每天回家，我时时刻刻要住在家里面。
And not only do I want to go home every day, I constantly live at my house.
我实在感受到那是极其的享受的事情。
I truly felt what a great luxury that was.
能够亲近神是极其极其享受的事情。
To be able to be close to God is a great luxury.
你需要爱嘛。
Because you need love.
他就是爱。
And if you need love, he is love.
你需要恩典吗？
Do you need grace?
他就是恩典。
He is grace.
你需要依靠吗？
Do you need reliance?
他就是你的依靠。
He is your reliance.
你需要智慧吗？
Do you need wisdom?
他是你的智慧。
He is your wisdom.
你需要生命吗？
Do you need life?
他是创造生命的主，是生命的主，也是给生命的主。
He is the creator of life, and he is also the one who gives life.
你有什么需要？
What needs do you have?
你来他面前。
If you come before him,
你需要罪得赦免吗？
Do you need your sins to be forgiven?
你需要得平安吗？
Do you need peace?
他是平安的神。
He is the Lord of peace.
他是救我们、赦免我们的罪的神。
He is the God who saves us and forgives our sins.
没有一个人能够像这位神这么可爱。
No one can be as lovely as this God.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
从你有人生的经历到现在。
From the time that you've started to experience life until now.
我请问你一个问题。
Let me ask you one question.
你有没有找到一个人？你敢向他说你心中所有一切的话的？
Do you have you found a person to whom you can speak about all things that are in your heart?
一句话都不藏的。
Without hiding anything.
有没有找到？
Have you found such a person?
如果你真实，你想想看。
If you truly think about it.
包括在夫妻之间。
Including spouses.
常常我们发现，
Often we find.
让你受伤最重的 就是你跟他讲话讲的最深的人。
The one who hurts you the most is the one who you've spoken to the most.
你最信任的人。
The one who you've trusted.
你最愿意把你的心交给他的人。
The one who you are most willing to give your heart to.
常常让你出其不意的你就受到了伤害。
And unexpectedly, you would be hurt.
你如果这个经历不多，
If you haven't experienced this much,
我相信你的感受不会很深。
I believe your feeling won't be very strong.
你如果多碰几个，
If you encounter a few more,
我看你在跟人在那里讲话的时候，很多话都不敢讲。
And then you will find that you don't dare to speak to others anymore.
如果我们都是虚假来虚假去，那没有什么，那大家都是假的嘛。
If our interaction is superficial, then it doesn't matter.
对不对？如果一切都是以真实做基础。
But if the interaction is based on sincerity,
你找到几个人？你想想看。
How many people can you find?
你找到几个人？
You can't find too many.
到目前为止，你找到几个人？
To this point, you won't be able to find many.
我到目前为止还没有找到半个。
To this point, I haven't found half a person.
我很认真的找，还没有找到一个。
I have seriously looked, but I haven't found any.
但我找到了救主耶稣基督。
But I have found Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
我发现我在他面前不需要藏任何的话。
I found that I don't need to hide anything in front of him.
你知道有时候人为什么会有忧郁症吗？
You know, why is it that some people may be depressed?
你知道人为什么心里会有病？
Why is it that people have illness in their heart?
你心里藏了很多的话不能说出来。
Because in your heart, you have hidden many words that you cannot speak.
如果那些的话是一点都不重要的。
If these things that you've hidden in your heart are not important,
那对你没有什么影响。
Then it doesn't affect you.
但是那些话是很严重的话。
But if those words are serious,
你知道你这边就很紧张了。
But you know, you'll be very nervous.
每一个人承受的情况不同。
What every person is able to bear is different.
有的人呢，也许就因为这样缘故呢，就生病了。
Some people, because of this, may fall ill.
所以能够坦诚的来往，这是一件非常宝贵的事情。
Therefore, to be able to be fully open with someone is very precious.
我相信每一个人对于你所接触到的人都非常的希望，都非常愿意的。
I believe that you are very willing with every person you interact with.
但是我们都是有顾虑的。
But we all have worries.
因为什么会有顾虑啊？
Why do we worry?
为什么人不能信任人呢？
Why is it that men cannot trust men?
因为人已经犯过罪了。
Because men have already committed sin.
人已经犯过罪了。
Because men have already sinned.
人已经在一个罪的权势底下，在罪的能力底下。
Men are already under the power of sin.
所以人即使不想伤害人，不想得罪人，但有的时候是情不得已的。
Therefore, even though men do not want to offend or hurt others, sometimes it cannot be helped.
你有没有发现，常常跟人说，哎呀，你这个不可以讲啊，你这不可以讲。就是你知道。
Sometimes you will find that you cannot say something, you cannot tell anyone.
结果呢，全世界都知道了。
And then at the end, everybody knows about it.
你知道，这是人的软弱。
You know, that is a weakness of men.
这是犯罪的人的特性。
And that is a character of a sinful man.
但是，有一位，你到他面前。你可以放心的、放胆的，能够说你心中所有需要说的话。
But there is one person before whom you can feel completely comfortable saying anything.
就是这位 创造宇宙万物的主，这位神。
It is this God, the Lord who has created the universe.
你来到他面前，你把你心里所有的重担带他面前。
If you go before him and you bring to him all of the burdens in your heart,
把所有的疑问带他面前。
You bring all of your questions before him.
所有的难处带他面前。
You bring all your difficulties before him.
你发现他不但只是听而已。
You will find that not only will he listen,
他还愿意解决我们的难处。
He is also willing to resolve our difficulties.
所以使我们从那些难处里面完全的得释放。
So that we can be completely freed from all of our difficulties.
家有什么宝贵？
How precious is the home?
如果每次回到家都是重担，你还回去吗？
If every time you go home, there is nothing but burden, would you still want to go home?
你每次回到家都是吵架，你还回去吗？
If every time you go home, you argue, would you still go home?
你每次回到家都是伤害，你还要去吗？
If every time you go home, there is nothing but hurt, would you still go home?
所以为什么很多人宁愿做流浪的人呢？
Why is it that some people would rather not go home?
有家归不得啊。
It's because they have a home that they cannot return to.
但是你来到神的家里面。
But when you come to the house of God,
哎呀，你在里面就安息了。
Then inside you have rest.
就是你很放心的啦。
It is that you can feel peaceful.
你来到神面前。你没有什么好害怕的。
If you go before God, there's nothing to be afraid of.
我有罪，他愿意赦免我的罪。
I have sinned, and He's willing to forgive my sins.
我有困难，他愿意带我走过这个困难。
I have difficulties, and He will walk with me through the difficulty.
或者是我没有犯罪，但我落在这个罪的攻击底下。
Even if I have not sinned, but I have fallen under the attack of sinners.
他成为我们的保护，成为我们的山寨。
He will become my protection. He will become the mountain that I can lean on.
成为我们的避难所。
He becomes my hiding place.
你要知道哈，人和人之间哈，有时候很怕相处的。
You know, sometimes men are afraid to interact with others.
有时候说你想做个好人，但别人不想做个好人，结果呢，这个好人做得很痛苦。
Sometimes you may want to be a good person, but others do not. Then you are, you're suffering a great amount by being a good person.
结果后来呢，痛苦到这个好人变得更坏的人。
Suffering to such a point that this good person becomes a bad person.
这很多例子的。
There are many examples.
但是如果你有神做你的居所。
But if you have God as your dwelling place.
他是你的居所。
He is your dwelling place.
你不但住在物质的这个房子里面，
Not only do you live in this material house，
你住在拯救的救主里面，
You dwell inside the Savior，
你住在神里面，
You dwell inside of God，
所以你是好像一个保护一样，
It is as if you are protected，
然后呢，你再到这些会犯罪的人当中，
And then you walk among people who sin.
你发现你跟他们之间你有神在你的身上做保护。
Then you will find that God is protecting you.
你可以继续做神所要你做的那合乎神心意的事。
You can continue to do the thing that is according to God's will.
但是呢，你不用跟他们一起犯罪。
But you no longer need to sin with them.
因为他不但做我们的居所，他也把生命赐给我们。
Because not only is he our dwelling place, he has also given us our life.
所以信耶稣是得一个新的生命。
Therefore, to believe in Jesus is to accept a new life.
这个生命是复活的生命，是胜过死亡的生命。
This new life is a resurrected life. It is a life that overcomes death.
也是胜过犯罪的生命。
It is also one that overcomes sin.
所以这个生命在我们里面成为一种能力。
Therefore, this life inside of us becomes a power.
这个生命也使得我们可以住在神的家中，享受神的同在。
And this life also allows us to dwell in the house of God and to enjoy God's presence.
我感谢主,
I thank the Lord.
我信主这么些年, 我真的感受很美妙。
All of these years that I've believed in God, I've had amazing and beautiful experiences.
在我没有信主以前, 我有许多的感受像这篇诗篇所讲的。
Before I believed in the Lord, I had many feelings that are similar to the psalm.
我没有信主以前, 大概有三次面对死亡。
Before I believed in the Lord, I faced death three times.
但是我不了解死亡。
But I didn't know death.
但是我经历到神是我的拯救。
But I experienced that God was my salvation.
我印象比较深刻的不是死亡。
But what has left me a deep impression is not death.
因为我根本就不懂得什么叫死亡。
Because I didn't know what is death.
但是我经历比较深刻的是人生虚空。
But what I experienced more of is that life is empty.
这篇诗篇里讲说, 我们一生的年日是70岁。
The psalm says the days of our lives are 70 years.
若是强壮可以到80岁。
Or if due to strength, 80 years.
但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。
Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow.
转眼成空, 我们便如飞而去。
For it is soon gone and we fly away.
所以, 我相信这是很多人的感受。
I believe this is many people's feeling.
也许有人没有这样感受。
Perhaps some people don't feel this way.
但是, 当你遇见神之后,
but after you've met God,
神会帮助你。
God will help you.
有许多的虚空是从跟自己有关系的。
Many emptiness are related to ourselves.
有许多的虚空呢是 就其实虚空呢，它其实很重要的原因，就是因为人已经犯了罪了。
There's a great reason for the emptiness, which is men have already sinned.
不但因为人犯了罪，而且呢，死亡成为控制人的东西。
Not only have men sinned, but death can govern men.
你有美好的人生前景，你有很多的努力，但是呢，你面对死亡，你死的时候什么都带不走。
You have a bright future, you have labored hard, but when you die, you don't take anything with you.
所以成为一个虚空嘛。
Therefore, it all becomes emptiness.
而且呢，常常人生在那里做许多没有意义的循环。
And many times in our lives, we circle around for nothing.
虚空。
Emptiness.
而且人生好像到后来没有得着什么。
And as it is as if later on in life, we have gained nothing.
你好像非常的努力,
it is as if you worked so hard, but at the end, there's nothing.
我听说一个故事是这样,
I've heard of a story.
在美国西部在开发的时候，那时候地很大很大。
When the America West was being explored, there were much land.
他们那个怎么讲说，那个有一种买地的方法是很奇妙的。
There is one way to purchase land that is very amazing.
有一个人呢, 他拥有非常非常大的地。
One person owns this vast land.
然后他就想一种方法。
And he thought of a way.
他说呢, 你只要付1000块钱。
He said you only have to pay $1,000.
然后以一天的时间, 你 能够用你的双脚去跑，你能够跑出多大的地方，那块地就是你的。
And then using your own two feet, as far as you can run in one day, that land is yours.
那有一个年轻人呢，他觉得他体力很好。
And there's this young man who felt that he had great strength.
他想说这有什么困难呢？
He thought, how hard can this be?
那我就跑啊，尽量跑。他想他心很大，我跑了一个很大很大的地方出来。
And he wanted to run, and he wanted to run across this great land.
所以他就付给这个地主呢，这个1000块钱。
So he paid this landowner $1,000.
结果他就开始跑。
And then he started to run.
然后就 他就算准了，他想我现在我他一开始想说我大概算了，我跑到什么地方要折回来。
And then he thought, once I reached a certain point, I'll start to turn back.
然后跑到一个阶段，他觉得我还有体力，我再跑更大一点。
And then when he reached that point, he thought, I still have strength left. I will continue to run.
他想一边跑一边想说，不行，我一千块已经付了，我要跑到一个更大更大。
And then as he was running, he thought, I already paid my $1,000. I want to run even a greater piece of land.
当他那个到了吃饭的时候，肚子饿了。
And comes time for meal.
他就告诉自己说，身体啊，等一下吧，跑完了再说。
And then he was hungry, but he told himself, we'll just wait.
忍一忍，忍一忍，今天过了，忍一忍，这块地太大，我就是大地主了。
Just to bear it a little bit longer, and then after today, I will be a big landowner.
这个吃饭太花时间了，我一吃完饭又跑不动，然后吃的不行，这个暂时不能吃。
And if I eat, it takes too long, and after I eat, I may not be able to run anymore.
所以就跑啊，再跑。
So he kept on running.
起初他体力很好，跑得很起劲。
And at first he had great strength, and he was running very fast.
过了一餐，过了二餐，过了两餐。
After two meals.
哎呀，开始不行了。
And he started to be weak.
他跑得很远很远，很大很大。
He has already ran very far away.
他说，我不行，我现在要冲回去。
And he said, I have to turn back now.
因为那个地主是这样讲。
Because the landowner said this.
你从什么地方开始，你要跑回到那个地方，这块地才是你的。
Because the landowner said, you have to return to your starting point in order for that piece of land to be yours.
如果你跑不回这个地方呢，一千块就没有了，地也没有。
If you cannot return to the starting point, then your $1,000 is gone and you don't get any land either.
他看说，哦，差不多了，应该要回去了。
And then he thought, this is fine, I have to go back now.
结果他实在跑得很远很远。
But he has already ran so far away.
而且呢，他没有想到后来的力量呢，没有先前的力量好。
And then he also didn't think that his strength later on is not as great as when he started.
他没有想到人是有限的。
He didn't realize that man is limited.
结果呢，他回头还距离很远的地方，他就在一个地方就倒下来了。
And then as he was going back, still very far away from the starting point, he fell.
这个倒下来很严重。
And when he fell, it was very serious.
不只是这块地没有了。
Not only was the land gone.
他就死在那里。
He died there.
气绝而死。
That he ran out of breath.
那个原来的地主呢，就给他一块安葬的地方。
And then the original landowner gave him a piece of land for burial.
这是他一千块买的。
And that is what he bought with his $1,000.
我们在这个地上有多少的努力，你要买到多少东西。
In this world, how hard do we labor, and what do we purchase with it?
你要知道，我们在这个地上最多也不过一块安葬的地方。
You know, in this world, the most we will gain is that piece of burial land.
不过，这个摩西呢，他说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
But Moses here says, so teach us to number our days that we may present, so we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
我们要数一数自己的日子。
We have to number our days.
到底有多少是在神面前可以得纪念的。
How many days will be remembered before God?
因为他感受到他的人生哈都在神的震怒底下。
Because he felt that his life have all been under the wrath of God.
什么是神的震怒啊？
What is God's wrath?
神今天如果打雷地震用瘟疫来，我们说神震怒，我们看到。
Today, if God sends thunders, earthquake, plague, then we say that it is God's anger.
但是神如果不用这些，那他说我一生都在你的愤怒底下，那这愤怒在哪里啊？
But if God doesn't use these things, and but he says that my life has all been under your wrath, where does this wrath come from?
是他胡说呢，还是这是个事实？
Is he lying or is it truth?
或者他有什么看见是我们不明白的？
Or did he see something that we don't understand?
我如果没有信耶稣，我也看不懂这个事情。
If I haven't believed in Jesus, I also wouldn't understand this.
神拯救人，人蒙神的拯救是件很大的事情。
God saves men, and men receive the salvation from God. It is a great matter.
神的愤怒有很多种表现方式。
God's wrath, there are many ways to manifest it.
有一种的方式就是任凭我们。
One way is to just let us do what we like.
许多做父母的碰到那个孩子非常非常的不听话。
Some parents, they have children who are very disobedient.
在可以劝的时候，不断的劝他。
And when the parent can rebuke the child, they would rebuke them.
可以帮助的时候，不断的帮助他。
And when they can help them, they continuously help them.
可以让他明白的时候，用许多的方法让他明白。
And when they can help them to understand, they use many different ways to help them to understand.
但是如果这个孩子实在太刚硬，太拒绝了。
But if this child is so stubborn,
到一个地步，这父母实在没有希望。
To a point that the parent has no hope.
这父母就说，随他去吧。
And then the parent would say, do whatever.
看起来在他身上没有做什么。
It looks as if the parent hasn't done anything on him.
这是一种愤怒的表现。
That is an act of anger.
神任凭我们，不是我们的福气。
If God allows us to do whatever we like, that is not a blessing.
神任凭我们，我们就是有祸了。
If God allows us to do whatever we like, then a great disaster will befall on us.
如果神一直任凭我们，就是我们等候审判吧。
If God continues to let us do whatever we like, then we have to wait for the judgment.
我们这个犯罪的人，常常容易伤害人的人，如果神任凭我们，就是我们一直成为伤害人的人。
Those of us, all of us who have sinned, if God, we often hurt other people. If God let us do whatever we like, then we will continue to hurt others.
所以这个世界就是越来越恐怖。越来越邪恶。
And then this world will become more and more evil.
如果你不知道人落在罪里面那样的恐怖，你就不会感觉那么深刻。
If you have not felt the horror of falling into these sins, then you won't feel it.
不需要我们自己很，就是说故意去犯罪。
We don't need to purposefully sin.
你若活在许多得罪神的那个环境里面，你就发现那个日子不能过了。
If you live in an environment that constantly offends God, then you'll find it's unbearable.
像现在我们就有个感受很深的，这个恐怖活动就对美国人，对全世界都产生很深的震撼。
And one thing we can feel is that all these terrorist acts, it causes this great blow and impact all over the world.
这个制造恐怖活动他有他自己强烈的理由。
These terrorists, they have their own reasons.
但是你知道人活在这恐怖的环境里面实在是没有平安的。
But you know, when men live in these terrorist environment, there is no peace.
那实在是一种罪的表现。
That is an act of sin.
所以神如果任凭我们，我们的日子都是不但虚空，而且我们的日子都是痛苦的。
Therefore, if God allows us to live however we like, then not only will we live in emptiness, then we live in horror as well.
我有时候看到那个什么电影啊或电视影片啊，啊，他们演得很起劲，那我会静下来想，他演什么东西呢？
Sometimes when I watch movie or TV shows, they're acting, and I think, what are they acting for?
尤其是那些要表现自己英勇的那些有武打的那方面东西。
Especially when there are movies about that are with heroic actors.
你发现解决一个问题又来一个问题，再解决一个问题又是一个问题， 然后呢就是彼此杀来杀去杀来杀去杀就通通死光了。
And these heroic characters, they, after they resolve one problem, comes another one, and after that, another one, then they can't, they just kept on killing each other until the end when everyone dies.
劳苦叹息啊，真是劳苦叹息啊。
It is truly just labor and sorrow.
这世界很多这样的，我这个实在这里话太多了，我们讲不完。
There are so many words here, the world is like this.
但是这里有一个祷告就是说求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
But here it also says that may your favor fall upon us, so that we may taste your loving kindness.
我们实在希望我们的日子不是一天到晚是叹息。你知道我们常常碰到人说啊，你今天好不好啊？唉，好不好？唉，你知道第一句话就是先叹一下去。
Many times when we ask others how they're doing, the first thing they do is they sigh.
人真的觉得活在叹息里面，虚空里面。
We truly feel that we live in emptiness and sighs.
我刚信主的时候，我很受不了的。
When I first believed in the Lord, I really couldn't bear it.
有些基督徒，你一问他怎么说，感谢主。
Some Christians, whatever you ask them, they'll say, "Thank the Lord."
还更受不了，赞美主。
And then even worse, they say praise the Lord.
我真的当时跟刚信主说，什么好感谢，什么好赞美。
When I first believed in the Lord, I felt, what is there to thank and what is there to praise?
我有一个蛮深的印象。
I remember this one well.
我有个同学哈，跟他传福音传很久都没有什么效果。
I have this classmate that we preached the gospel to for a very long time with no effect.
有一天呢，他生了儿子，然后大生儿子之后两个礼拜打电话给我。
And this one time, he had a son, and 2 weeks later he called me.
然后他就跟我讲说他怎么样怎么样怎么样，他打电话就第一句话说，哎呀，我告诉你，我生了儿子。
The first thing he said when he called was, "Oh, let me tell you, I've just gotten a son."
我心里感觉说是感谢主，但是我嘴巴没有说出来。
And in my heart, I thought, "Thank the Lord," but I didn't say it out loud.
为什么呢？因为我好像觉得我想会不会给他太肉麻。
And because I felt that if I say that, it would be too cheesy.
但我心里真的觉得我很感谢主。
But in my heart, I truly very much thank the Lord.
但是我但是他从他那边想的，我就没有说出来。
And but I was thinking from his perspective, therefore I didn't say it out loud.
然后他就跟我再讲了一段时间。
And then he kept on talking for a long time.
那这次呢，我这个心里呢又很强的，又是感谢主。
And in my heart, I again had a very strong feeling to thank the Lord.
那我的挡不住了，我就说感谢主。
And then I couldn't stop myself from saying it, so I said, "Thank the Lord."
我一说感谢主，他马上说，对对对，感谢主。
And then as soon as I said it, he said, "That's right, thank the Lord."
那这个我从来没听过他讲的，你知道吗
？I've never heard him say that.
我说发生什么事？怎么会感谢主？你好，你也在感谢主。
And I thought, what happened? Why is it that you're also thanking the Lord?
他说啊，他太太在生这个孩子的过程当中啊。
And he said, when his wife was giving birth to this baby.
就是。快要生出来的时候，医生突然发现有危险。
It was almost towards the end when the doctor discovered that there was danger.
就是孩子有危险，可能他太太也有危险。
That the child was in danger and his wife was in danger as well.
然后那个他生产的时候有很多仪表放在他的，就是仪器放在，就是给他在探测他的那个身体状况。
And when she was giving birth, there were many instruments connected to her.
然后他看着那个危险，医生说危险，然后那些仪表的那个指标就一直往下走，一直往下走，一直往下走。
And he realized that when the doctor said that there was danger, all of these instruments, the metrics kept on going down.
他就心里开始害怕了。
And he started to be afraid.
他就说想起了我跟他讲说，你如果真的碰到很危急的时候，你没有什么话要讲，就说主耶稣救我。
And he remembered that I told him that when he's in a critical time and he didn't know anything what else to say, he can say, "Lord Jesus, save me."
哎，他这是想起来，他说主耶稣，求你使母子平安，就这么一句话。
And he remembered that, so then he said, "Lord Jesus, please let the baby and the mother be safe."
他一讲完抬起头一看，那个指标呢就咚咚咚回去了。
And then as soon as he said it, he looked at the instruments again and he saw that the monitors, all the metrics were going back up.
然后就顺利生产了。
And then the child was delivered safely.
所以他说这么奇妙啊，就是我才刚刚祷告，刚刚讲完，刚刚祷告完就恢复正常。
And he thought, how amazing was that? As soon as I prayed, everything went back to normal.
这是一个不太愿意亲近主的人。
This is someone who's not willing to be close to God.
在他危急的时候，一个偶然的经历。
It is at a critical time that he had this experience.
但是如果对一个愿意以我们的神做他居所的人。
But for someone who is willing to take our God as his dwelling place.
一个愿意天天时时刻刻来亲近神的人。
Someone who is willing to every day constantly be close to God.
一个愿意接受耶稣基督恩典的人。
Someone who is willing to accept the grace of Lord Jesus Christ.
你真是天天甚至时时刻刻能够经历到神的慈爱。
Then every day, constantly, you can experience God's loving kindness.
他这个祷告很传神啊。
This prayer is very amazing.
就早早饱得你的慈爱，好像吃饭一样。
It says that to taste your loving kindness, it is as if you're eating.
就是我们的心，我们这个人要用什么做满足呢？
It is to say, in our heart, what will satisfy us?
大房子让你满足吗？
Will a big house satisfy you?
高贵的车让你满足吗？
Will the luxury car satisfy you?
还是你可爱的妻子让你满足吗？
Will your lovely wife satisfy you?
还是你自己英俊的先生让你满足？
Or is it your handsome husband that will satisfy you?
还是你银行的数字再多加几个零让你满足？
Or will it satisfy you to have a few more zeros at the end of your bank account.
那些可能都给你某种程度的满足。
All of these things may give you a certain degree of satisfaction.
但是这里有一种的满足是你用这所有东西通通换不来的。
But there is one kind of satisfaction here that cannot be replaced by all of those things.
就是神的慈爱成为你的满足。
And that is God's loving kindness becomes your satisfaction.
你时时刻刻经历，天天的经历。
That every day, constantly, you can experience it.
这里有一个渴慕，就是让我早早的饱得你的慈爱。
There is a desire here that to satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness.
越快吃饱越好。
That the sooner we can be full, the better it is.
越快得着，得着越多越好。
The faster we can receive it, and the more we receive, the better.
能够满出来。
To a point that it's so full that it brims over.
叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
So that we can be glad and be joyful in all of our days.
你一生有多少欢呼和喜乐的日子？
In all of your days, how many days of joy and gladness do you have?
什么叫欢呼？
What does it mean to be joyful?
你就是不自觉的，你都要感谢赞美主。
It is that you cannot help yourself but to praise and thank the Lord.
你可以大声的赞美主。
You can loudly praise the Lord.
你感谢主。
You thank the Lord.
你要为他的名，你要欢呼。
And for his name, you will cry out in joy.
为他的拯救欢呼。
You will cry out in joy for his salvation.
为他赦免我们的罪欢呼。
You will cry out for his.For him forgiving our sins.
为他时时刻刻与我们同在欢呼。
You will cry out in joy because his constant presence with us.
而且是满有喜乐的。
And you'll be full of gladness.
这不是喊口号。
It is not a slogan.
小的时候我们生长的环境里面。
When I was little, in the environment where I grew up.
每个礼拜都要喊口号。
Every week we have to yell slogans.
我相信在这里的许多中国环境长大的。都喊过口号。
I believe that those who grew up in China, you have all yelled out, you've cried out slogans before.
喊口号不是欢呼。
To cry out slogan is not to cry out in joy.
口号就是口号。
A slogan is a slogan.
我喊，但我心里不喊；我嘴巴喊，我心里不喊。
Even if I cry out, even if I speak it in my mouth, I don't I don't say it in my heart.
我可以喊得很大声，但我心里非常的拒绝他。
I can cry out very loud, but in my heart I can still reject it.
什么是欢呼啊？
What does it mean to cry out in joy?
你的心饱藏慈爱，你的心已经装满了。
Your heart is full of loving kindness. It is full.
满出来了。
It is so full that it fills over the brim.
非说不可。
That you have to say it.
你不说都觉得受不了。
You cannot bear it if you don't say it.
太好了。
It's so good.
好到一个地步，我一定要与人分享。
It is so good to a point that I have to share it with others.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
今天我们把福音传给你。
Today we give the gospel to you.
不是一件勉强的事情。
It is not something that is forced.
我们不是勉强我们自己做我们不愿意做的事情。
We're not forcing ourselves to do something that we don't want to do.
我们不是讲一个我们没有经历、没有认识的事情。
We're not talking about something that we have not experienced.
我们不是讲一个不是事实的东西。
We're not talking about something that is not truth.
我们所讲的，就是因为保得他的慈爱，从心里满意出来的。
What we are talking about is because our heart is full of His loving kindness that it spills over.
如果你给我时间，
If you give me time,
我可以一件一件的数给你听。
I can number them one by one for you.
因为我不能再数下去。
But I cannot continue to count.
一件一件的数给你听。
I can count them one after the other for you.
也许你给我三天，我可以数三天。
If you give me 3 days, I can count for 3 days.
也许你给我更多的时间，我可以更多的数给你听。
If you give me more days, I can continue to count them for you.
这里摩西说，求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱。
Here Moses says, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness.
使我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
That we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
你看这个跟那个叹息的日子是什么对比啊？
How can you compare this to the days of sighs?
你碰到人说，唉，碰到人说，唉。
If you continue to sigh every time you meet people.
然后碰到人说，感谢主，赞美主。
And then all of a sudden you say, thank the Lord and praise the Lord.
有什么不同？
What is the difference?
观察观察。
If you observe.
常常。
If you often observe,
啊，还有好多东西哈。
There are many other things.
但他有一个最后一节说，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上。
But at last it says that may the glory of our Lord be to us.
愿神的荣美归在这个相信神的人身上。
It says that may the glorious beauty of the Lord be unto the one who believes in him.
就是神的生命性情，神的荣美成为这一个亲近神的人一种享受，一种渴慕。
It is to say that the glory and the character of the Lord becomes an enjoyment for those who are willing to be close to him.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
你要什么样的荣美？
What kind of glory do you want?
你要化妆品的荣美吗？
Do you want the beauty that comes with makeup?
啊，我很年轻的时候，我就觉得很可怕一件事，就是我看了这涂了好多东西。
When I was young, I saw something that was horrible was when people cover themselves with makeup.
你这其实哈，有人他越化妆哈，他越把他那个美把它遮盖掉。
For some people, the more makeup you cover them with, it covers their beauty.
从创造的角度来讲哈，最美的是神创造那个最美的。
From the perspective of the Creator, the one that is created is the most beautiful one.
我知道今天在可能东方那边哈，很流行就是美容啊，就是这整形啊。
In the East, there's a very popular thing which is plastic surgery.
你发现哈，这个越整就越不像样。
You will find that the more they go through surgery, the less likely it looks.
本来还很协调的，这一搞得不协调了。
At first it was very harmonious, and then after the surgery, it doesn't look very fitting anymore.
或者暂时觉得好一点，但年纪稍微大一点就完全变形了。
And perhaps for now it looks better, but as you grow old, it'll change.
这个是想要得到外面的人那些美貌。
It is for people who want to gain the outward beauty.
我印象非常深刻的就是我信耶稣以后。
I remember clearly that after I believed in Jesus,
主耶稣给我一个机会，把我带到一群年长的弟兄姊妹当中。
Lord Jesus gave me an opportunity and brought me to a group of elderly brothers and sisters.
我一看，哇，我说这些好像都是，怎么讲？圣经讲说像王子啊。
And I looked at these people and I thought they looked like what the scripture would describe as princess.
就是有那个王的生命所产生散发出来的一种气息。
It is as if they manifest the aura of a king.
他们虽然年纪大了，但是呢，
Even though they were old.
但是呢，又看起来有一种智慧，有一种能力，有一种荣美在他们身上。
But when you look at them, they have this wisdom and this beauty and this power on them.
那是一种荣美。
That is a glorious beauty.
从里面出来的。
It comes from inside.
不是从外面。
It is not from outside.
所以这里有一个荣美，就是愿神所赐的生命在它里面能够显出来。
And there is a glorious beauty here, which is to be able to manifest the life of God from inside.
住在神的家中是非常非常美的事情。
To be able to dwell in the house of God is a very beautiful thing.
呀，我想时间已经过了哈，我就停在这里。
I think we've passed our time.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
我们请大家低头哈。
Let us all bow our heads.
我们在祷告之前，大家闭着眼睛的时候，请你在那里思想一下。
Before we pray, as we close our eyes, let us all think.
你心里羡慕不羡慕能够住在神的里面？
In your heart, do you desire to live, to dwell within God?
你是不是也愿意像这个诗篇的作者一样，愿意以这个神至高者为他的居所。
Do you want to be like the author of the psalm, where you want to take God to be your dwelling place?
你享受他的慈爱，得到他生命的供应。
Do you want to enjoy his loving kindness and to receive the provisions of his life?
把我们这个叹息的生命，这个叹息的生活，能够改变过来。
To change our life with sighs.
使我们能够一生一世欢呼喜乐。
So that all of our days we can be joyful and glad.
这是你向神表达的一个时候和机会。
This is a time for you to express this to God.
请你记得，这是你向这位宇宙万有的主宰表达的一个机会。
Remember that this is a time for you to express this to the Creator of heaven and earth.
不管你现在认识他多少。
No matter how much you know about him now.
但是现在是你一个表达意愿的一个时候。
But this is a time for you to express your will.
你表达意愿，他就会会继续带领你。
If you express your will, then he will continue to guide you.
他会以他的慈爱，以他的恩典来带领你的生命。
He will use his loving kindness and his grace to guide your life.
所以在我们当中，如果愿意的人，你请你举手向耶稣基督表达一个愿意。
Therefore, among us, if you are willing, please raise your hand to express your willingness.
你的愿意在他面前，他就他会把救恩赐给你。
If you are willing, if you have your willingness, then he will give you his grace.
他也使这个劳苦叹息的生命，劳苦叹息的日子，变成欢呼喜乐的日子。
He will turn the days of labor and sorrow into days of joy and gladness.
他赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive our sins.
如果愿意的话，请向他做个表达。
If you are willing,
感谢主，请放下。
Then please express yourself to him. Please lower your hand.
你知道你现在所面对的是他给你的呼召。
You know, what you are facing now is yourself and his calling.
你所表达的是向耶稣基督，向创造宇宙万物的主宰所表达的。
What you are expressing, you're expressing to the sovereign God, the creator of heaven and earth.
所以我们再一次能够向诸位朋友请问，如果你愿意的话，你再向他们表达一次。
We ask the friends among us, if you are willing, please express yourself once again to God.
这是你蒙恩的机会。
This is a chance for you to be blessed.
这是你，如果你今天有感动，这不是一个偶然的感动。
If you are touched, it is not a coincidence that you are touched today.
这个感动是神在你心中做的工作。
This movement, this feeling is the work of God in your heart.
所以愿意的话，麻烦你举一只手。
If you are willing, then please raise your hand.
好，感谢主，请放下。
Thank you.
好，我们就祷告哈。
Let us pray.
主，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we give you thanks and praise.
你世世代代做我们的居所。
You will be our dwelling place for all our generations.
在你那里有永远的慈爱。
With you there is eternal loving kindness.
实在我们认识你的人都要欢呼喜乐。
For those of us who know you, Lord, we shall cry out in joy.
我们赞美感谢归给你。
We give you thanks and praise.
我们为着今天你赐给我们的话，我们感谢你。
We thank you for the words that you have given us today.
我们求你用宝血来遮盖这些的话。
Lord, we ask you to cover these words with your precious blood.
聚会暂时告一段落。
That our meeting has to end.
但你在我们身上的启示和工作可以继续。
But your work and your revelation on us continues.
求主你向每一位朋友显现。
Lord, may you appear to each one of our friends.
求主你继续来向每一位朋友来启示你自己。
Lord, may you continue to reveal yourself to each one of our friends.
今天所交通的话里面，如果有什么重要的话。
What we have fellowshiped about today, if there are things that are important.
求主你在适当的时候再向我们启示。
Lord, may you at an appropriate time reveal them to us again.
让我们能够认识主你自己。
So Lord, that we may know yourself.
让我们能够明白你所要我们明白的。
So that we can understand what you want us to understand.
我们为着今天来参加聚会的每一位朋友，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for all of the friends who are here at this meeting today.
我们求你在他们身上做工。
We ask you to do your work on them.
我们求你做人所不能做的工作。
We ask you to do the work that men cannot do.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们再做一个祷告。刚才举手的，请跟我一起祷告，也请基督徒也跟我一起附送。
And we ask, we're going to have another prayer now, and we ask you to repeat after me, especially those who just raised their hands.
刚才如果你没有举手，但是你愿意现在祷告，我也请你跟我一起附送。
And I also ask you to repeat after me, even if you have not raised your hand before.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
你让我在这个聚会中能够听到一些我没有想过的话。
You have allowed me to hear words that I have not thought about today.
你也是在我心中创造的感动。
And you have created this feeling in my heart.
我愿意接受你做我个人的救主。
I'm willing to accept you as my personal savior.
我愿意像写这个诗篇的人一样，以你为我的居所。
I want to be like the author of this psalm and take you as my dwelling place.
求你赦免我的罪。
I pray that you forgive my sins.
求你引导我前面的脚步。
I ask you to guide my footsteps before.
使我一生一世能保得你的慈爱。
So that in my life I can be full of your loving kindness.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.